Deus de 26 week ordinary time 1. The first reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah, chapter 8, verses 20 to 23. Thus say the Lord of hosts, there shall yet come peoples, the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall approach those of another, and say, come, let us go to implore the favor of the Lord, and I too will go to seek the Lord. Many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to implore the favor of the Lord. Thus say the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men of every nationality speaking different tongues shall take hold, that take hold of every Jew by the edge of his garment and say, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, verses 51 to 56. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him, because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them? Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Human reactions to opposite woes and sufferings. When facing opposite woes and sufferings in life, human beings usually have three tendencies. First, to blame on God. Those who believe in the predestination thing, all were set up by God or heaven. If he once wants to suffer, that one must suffer. If he once wants to be happy, that one will be happy. Human beings cannot do anything to change it. Second, to blame on others. Others can be parents. The father have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. See Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 29. Or it can be all kinds of people, example such an existentialist say, people are hell. Or it can be the reaction of true Jesus disciples in today's gospel. They want to call down fire from heaven to consume Samaritan cities. Third, to blame on self, that they were born under unlucky stars. Today's readings give us a better solution to find out the main reason why one had to suffer. In the first reading, the prophet Zechariah foretold there will be the day that all nations shall come to Jerusalem to search for God and to pray with Him, because they have heard that God is with the Jews. In the Gospel, when His two disciples, James and John, wanted to call down fire from heaven to consume Samaritan cities, Jesus rebuked them because that is not the way of God's education. Second analysis. First reading. A great crowd and powerful nations shall search the law of hosts in Jerusalem. First one. Jerusalem will be the worship place of all nations. First translation. The expression Lehanot et Pele Zagbe means to pray before the Lord, not to implore the favor of the Lord. Therefore, one must translate in verse 21. The inhabitants of one city shall approach the door of another and say, "Come, let us go to pray before the Lord," and "I too will go to seek the Lord." In verse 22, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Second, the meaning. This is Zechariah's prophecy about the future Jerusalem. Thus say the Lord of hosts, there shall yet come people, the inhabitants of many cities, they shall come to Jerusalem to search for the Lord and to pray before Him. The worship of the Lord is no longer limited to the Jews, but also spread out to all nations. This prophecy is not only announced by Zechariah, but also by many prophets, such as Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Daniel. Jerusalem is not limited to the physical Jerusalem, but opened to the spiritual Jerusalem in heaven. See Revelation chapter 3, verse 12, chapter 21, verse 2 and 10. In the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman, Jesus also predicted, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such the Father says to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." See John chapter 4, verses 20 to 24. Second point, the reason of searching. People from every nation come to Jerusalem to search the law because they were heard about the law of the Jews. The prophet Zechariah announced the Lord's oracle. In those days, 10 men of every nationality, speaking different tongues, shall take hold that, take hold of every Jew by the edge of his garment and say, "Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." 10 men speak 10 different languages, but they have the same purpose, which is to search for the Lord. This oracle is fulfilled when Christ was nailed to the cross, died, buried, and resurrected after 3 days. He died to take away people's sin and to give back to man the eternal life. See Zechariah chapter 11, verses 12 to 14. Second, the gospel. James and John wanted to destroy Samaritans who refused to welcome Jesus. The third point. The relationship between the Jews and the Samaritans. The short distance from Galilee to Jerusalem is to go to Samaria, but most of the Jews avoided that way because there existed a feud between them. The Jews knew two other ways to Jerusalem, either by the way of the Mediterranean Sea or by the way of the Jordan to Jericho and then going up to Jerusalem. The Samaritans used many ways to discourage the Jews to cross over their territory, as we saw in today's gospel. They would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. Second, the reaction of James and John. They felt indignant when they saw the Samaritan reaction, and they asked Jesus, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" This is the popular reaction of the Jews for the Gentiles. They probably thought that Jesus will humble himself to enter their villages to bring the good news to them. If they refuse to hear, they are not deserved to live. Third point, Jesus' reaction. He rebuked them to destroy those who held an opposite view with you. It's not the best way to solve a problem, but to make them to become your friends will solve all problems. When Abraham Lincoln, the American president, was criticized that he had been so soft in his manner with enemies, and he forgot his duty to destroy them, he answered back, "Am I not destroying them when I make them to become my friends?" In chapter 4 of the 4 Gospel, Jesus converts the Samaritan woman and makes her to be the first missionary to her people even before all the apostles. The Acts also reported Philip's mission to the Samaritans after Stephen martyred. He healed many and made many to believe in Jesus. See Acts chapter 8, verses 4 to 8. If Jesus let his true apostles do what they want, how could God receive many Samaritans into his kingdom? application in life. To make believers, we need to preach the good news to them. We cannot condemn anyone who does not have an opportunity to hear the good news. We cannot fathom God's plan because of our limitations. Therefore, when facing opposite views and suffering, we need to imitate Jesus and the Blessed Mother. They memorize and contemplate them. Instead of questioning God's plan, people's intention, or wishing them to be destroyed. To destroy our enemies is not the best way to solve the confliction, but to make them our friends who solve all problems. Amen.